Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, I know this was I called an audible in this segment right here because when I walked in, Sean says, "Man, I just couldn't get something off my mind last night when I was watching that San Francisco game." I said, "You know what? Me too. I got a couple of things we need to talk about." So, Sean, what was it through your Texans goggles as you watched the 49ers? I would imagine it's the 49ers, but that Thursday night football game last night.
It was. I focused on the 49ers, and look, we all know that Christian McCaffrey's been out all season. I don't know if you saw the report earlier today, though. He's eyeing Week 10 for his comeback. So just drop that little nugget in there. But after I watched how well San Francisco ran the ball last night, I mean, they get whatever they want. And if you're not familiar, last night they carried it 33 times for 228 yards. That's at a 6.9 yard per carry clip. And I can't remember at what point in the game, but their running back who's been carrying the load, Jordan Mason, undrafted guy, by the way, he went down with a shoulder injury, I think, at some point last night. Yeah, so then they had this dude, Isaac Garrido, a fourth rounder from like the 22 draft, I think it was. It doesn't make a dang difference. They can get whatever they want in the run game. It just doesn't make a difference. So I was like, okay, well, let me see what they did, because I remember they had a really good week one. And I went back and looked at all of their games to this point this season. In week one, they went 38 carries, 180 yards, 4.7 clip against the Jets. Against Minnesota.
That's a good defense, too.
Yeah. 25 carries, 102 yards. Still a 4.1 yards per carry against the Vikings. We know how good they've been. 34 carries, 137 yards against the Rams. Again, 4.0 even per clip. 32 carries for 148 yards. 4.5 yards per carry against the team that the Texans will see on Sunday, the New England Patriots. And then against Arizona, more of the same. 26 carries for 153 yards, almost 5.9 yards per carry. How in the hell can you have one of the guys that is the best athletes in the entire league, but the guy that's going to carry the rock for you, not touch the field one single solitary carry this year for you, and still be this effective? You're literally one of the most damaging, most effective teams on the ground, and it doesn't matter against what run defense. And I'm thinking about the Texans, who go from Devin Singletary to Joe Mixon. Damian Pierce is supposed to have come into this season with a more clear mind, a better understanding of the scheme. Your offensive line is in year two under the same coaching staff, same scheme. Why can this Texans team, that is supposed to be an iteration of the Shanahan tree from now Slowik, like, what in the world are we doing? What's missing? That's where my mind went. I don't know what it is. Is it the offensive line? Is it the play calling? Is it just the overall scheme? Is it we don't have, as Laramie Tunsil likes to say, dogs on this offensive line, which I would tend to side with at this point in time? What is it?
Yeah, look, I cannot help, but and it's frustrating because I get mad at the TV when I'm watching the 49ers play because I'm looking at it. I'm watching them through the Texans' lens, right? Mm-hmm. And I agree wholeheartedly with you. It is 100% you don't have – you call them dogs. You don't have, and I'm talking about across. It's not just the O-line. It's the tight ends. It's the fullback. It's the whole. It's the approach. Juwan Jennings is a guy that he was an old quarterback when he was before going to Tennessee, and then he became a receiver, and he's one of the more physical blocking wide receivers. Gets applauded every week for how physical he is in blocking. A lot of people talk about being physical.
Yeah.
There's a handful of teams that just straight out go out there and punish you, and it's not just the O-line. It's across the board up front. And every time I watch the 49ers play, I can't help but see exactly what you were talking about. I got two other things, though, real quick. The other one, did you see Bosa last night?
Yep.
I don't know if I'm crazy. I don't know if I'm wrong. I don't know if you will agree or not. And I know Bosa's a freak. But I got Bosa-type expectations for Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson.
Right now, both of those guys are significantly falling short.
Absolutely they are. There's no doubt about it.
Significantly,
I mean,
falling
when people
short.
People out there go, well, what do you want from Will Anderson? Well, I mean, and I'm not saying do it for four quarters like Bosa did. I mean, at one point, Bosa was I mean, he pressured in more than half of the dropbacks last night, him alone.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not saying that. But just flash. Just have moments where you dominate the game for a quarter, for a drive, for two drives. Like, we just haven't seen that to that level. And then the other thing is just overall the 49ers – and this is more of a Texans thing, and more of a the Texans aren't quite there yet for
yeah.
them, right? I still think they're one of the best teams in the AFC. I still think they're contending for a Super Bowl. But I'm waiting on the Texans to go beat a team physically, handily, a good team, the way the 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks last night by double digits.
Mm.
Like, go in there and handle your business against a really good football team. It doesn't have to be Baltimore.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.